Myorkus sets plan to accelerate chain migration. By Neil Monroe on July 7, 2023. President Joe Biden's pro-migration border deputies are inviting another 100,000 migrants into American society, so putting more pressure on Americans' ability to earn a decent wage or pay for good housing. The policy of extracting more foreign workers for use in the U.S. economy is being touted by the White House as a family reunification parole program, even though Congress's parole program is only for migrants on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. These new processes promote family unity and provide lawful pathways consistent with our laws and our values, insisted the Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas, who is Biden's pro-migration chief of the Department of Homeland Security. The new gateway is needed because it will reduce the incentive for migrants to sneak across the border. Mayorkas argued, the department has proven that the expansion of safe, orderly, and lawful pathways, combined with strong enforcement, is effective in reducing dangerous, irregular migration to the United States. The program will allow the favored 100,000 migrants to skip the waiting line set by Congress's annual limits on chain migration. Certain nationals living in Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras who are beneficiaries of an approved immigration form I-130 petition for alien relative may be eligible to be considered for parole under the new processes. Qualifying beneficiaries must be outside the United States, meet all requirements, including screening and vetting and medical requirements, and must not have already received an immigrant visa. The underlying premise of all these unlawful migration programs is that the president gets to decide who and how many foreigners move to the U.S., while Congress's role is just to define the color of the ID cards they're issued once they're here, said a tweet by Mark Kerkorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. It's an inversion of the immigration law. Mayorkas is likely to increase the chain migration inflow once the process is operating. For example, Mayorkas has twice raised the daily inflow of illegal migrants via the CBP-1 gateway, which allows economic migrants to ask for entry and release into the United States. The daily inflow of CBP-1 migrants is set at 1,450, or roughly 370,000 per year. Roughly 4 million people are on the waiting lists for chain migration. In 2021, Congress rejected a bill by Biden to accelerate the chain migration progress. But if Mayorkas creates a fast-track process via regulation, many more people will apply for chain migration status. The addition of Colombia is notable, partly because Mayorkas recently signed a deal with Colombia to help manage the northward flow of migrants via the deadly Darien Gap Mountain Trail. State GOP officials may sue to block the chain migration program. Mayorkas's massive inflow of illegal and quasi-legal workers, renters, and consumers has expanded the economy and benefited investors. But it has also helped to suppress Americans' wages, slow technological innovation, inflate housing costs, and crowd Americans' K-12 classrooms. But the new gateway is just one element of Mayorkas's effort to maximize the inflow of migrants into American society. Mayorkas has minimized the deportation of people who overstay their visas, according to a June 23 report by the Center for Immigration Studies. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has quietly published an overdue overstay report showing that more than 850,000 foreign visitors overstayed their authorized stay in FY 2022, which is probably a record high. The overstayers included 173,000 Venezuelans and 124,000 Mexicans who were allowed entry as short-term visitors, plus 131,000 Mexicans and 5,800 Indians who were allowed entry as temporary workers. Many of them go home after several months, but many also stay on as long-term illegal migrants. Mayorkas is also allowing roughly 30,000 economic migrants per month to fly into the United States after they request visas in Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, or Cuba. That inflow adds another 360,000 economic migrants to the population. Mayorkas has also done little to stop, or reverse, the inflow of roughly 1.5 million migrants who sneaked across the border without being registered by border agents. The cross-border flows created by Mayorkas are in addition to roughly 1 million legal immigrants allowed by Congress, and the roughly 1 million visa workers allowed by Congress. Overall, Mayorkas is allowing more than 1.3 million additional migrants into the United States each year, above the levels set by Congress. The combined inflow is adding at least 2 migrants for every 3 U.S. births. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.